The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The condition of the Shia movement, which was a movement led by the Imams, a movement in the political sense, is an activity, an organized activity against the authority, to overthrow an authority, a regime, and to establish a new government. One of the things we see, just to give us an example so we can understand a little better perhaps, a contemporary example of a movement that was similar in many ways. In fact, it was the continuation of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt, using the methods and the tactics of the Ahlul Bayt, was the movement of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini spoke against the regime with provocative language and took stances against the regime. Others would decide that it's better if we speak in a softer tone. Imam Khomeini deliberately, that tone of Imam Khomeini rallied up and gave courage to a good number of people, gave them the energy. They had the ideological foundations. They knew what was happening was wrong, but they didn't have the motivation to come forward. When they see that leader speaking in that way, they came forward. With that, Imam Khomeini was imprisoned, the initial stages of it. Imprisonment, if he would stand strong in prison, which he did, and getting that data out, that will encourage more people to come forward, which it did. And it forced the government to have to release him. After they released him, Imam Khomeini continued and took more firm stances against the regime. They sent him to exile. In exile, he continued those strong stances. And this led to more and more people getting empowered, getting encouraged, gaining courage, learning from the sacrifice of the leader to sacrifice. This was what Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, did during his time. And we've got to learn that. This is where it connects to us today. Brothers, sisters, we are at a very important period in the history of mankind. We are living at a time where the majority of the people of the world understand that the elite of the world are corrupt and they're causing injustice. The time where people lived in faraway places, disconnected, they didn't know of the crimes in this region, in that region. They were preoccupied with their own local matters in such a way where they didn't have access to. That's all long gone. The people throughout the world understand that the conditions that we're living in are unjust. Governments are unjust. The world elite are unjust. They understand all of that. The courage to come out and stand against these governments, it comes about here and there. You see outrage by people. You see them pouring out on the streets in different countries. In France, it's been, I don't know how many years now it's been. It's been over a year. I know that, but I don't know if it's 2 years yet or not. Every Saturday they were coming out. In the Muslim world, in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Libya, in Yemen, in Arabia, they call Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, you have people coming out. You have conditions like this. In the U.S., we had the riots, if we can call them that, which in at least some cities they were, the protests, the outrage of the people against the atrocities of the state, of the government. But it's short-lived. Generally, even in those cases, if you look, the numbers of people, they're not too many. They're not enough. They're not enough. In order to get more and more people to have the courage to stand, to rise, we as followers of the Ahlul Bayt have got to take a lead on this. Under the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, under the guidance of Imam Al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi. We need to speak more clearly against the injustice. We need to speak more openly about how this injustice needs to come to an end. The people need to rise and overthrow these regimes. We need to be very explicit, very open, using very strong anti-establishment language that Imam Al-Kadhim salamullah alayhi used. He provoked the regime to imprison him and then stood strong in prison. We've got to do the same. Whether we get imprisoned or we don't know what's going to happen. Not all the companions of Imam Al-Kadhim were imprisoned either. Some were, some weren't. But we hope that we resemble Imam Al-Kadhim. How is it that we call ourselves the Shia of Imam Al-Kadhim? He was imprisoned and we're not. How can we be the followers of an Imam who spoke against the authorities in ways that caused them to not only imprison him, but to torture him? We call ourselves his followers, and we're not willing to do that. At times where there are similarities and we do have this taklif, let them imprison us, and let us stand strong in prison, and let them kill us. That will only hasten the coming of the Imam. That will only hasten the overthrow of these tyrannies. That will only hasten the gathering of larger numbers in support of the overthrow of these regimes and the establishment of the government of justice. It will show the direction, as the Quran says, the Ahlul Bayt have said, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, learning from those two sources, said that the shuhada will be the lanterns, the beacons that will guide others. Let them imprison us, let them torture us, let them kill us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us beacons that will shed light in the darkness of this world and guide masses. And we will see, inshallah, the Imam of our time, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, soon. It is soon, inshallah. It is soon. We hope that we are like those who have engaged in this in the different parts of the world, the likes of Sheikh Zakzaki, that has engaged in this. The imprisonment of Sheikh Zakzaki, inshallah, with him standing firm, is going to encourage more people throughout the globe, as we have seen it has. This is continuing the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, establishing them today. And inshallah, we will become part of that. May Allah bless the souls of those who did that, who were imprisoned, who were tortured, who died in torture, who became shuhada under torture, whatever other taklif they had, and they became shuhada. And we hope that we have the tawfiq to join them, inshallah. Sallallahu alaik, ya Aba al-Hasan, ya Musa ibn Ja'far. Let's take our hearts to call the main.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Munhali Hakim Mati. محمد وآل محمد.